When it comes to business travel in Orlando, it's never business as usual. Oh, sure, I could go on for days about all the incredible places to hold meetings, or the Michelin dining, or the innovative industries that'll make you feel right at home. But Dr. Michael Edwards of Ocean Insight said it best. Orlando is as much a business capital as an entertainment one. So dive in and see what's happening in Orlando, where the possibilities for business travel are unbelievably real. Learn more at Orlando for Business.
This is Autoline Daily, the show dedicated to enthusiasts of the global automotive industry. Tesla's market cap hit $1 trillion again. The stock started surging a week after the company held its We Robot event last month, where it unveiled the Cybercab and the Robovan, or Robovan. And then Donald Trump's re-election pushed it even higher. Elon Musk will likely hold a position in the next Trump administration, possibly as a newly named Secretary of Cost Cutting, and investors apparently like that idea. Tesla's stock has more than doubled since its low in late April, and it's up 30% since the election last week. Bloomberg reports that hedge funds, which shorted Tesla's stock, have lost more than $5 billion in the stock turnaround. Toyota North America COO Jack Hollis is warning that California's ZEV mandate is impossible to meet, and that standard was adopted by another dozen states, which collectively account for about 40% of U.S. car sales. The California Air Resources Board's zero emission vehicle mandate requires that 35% of vehicles sold must be BEVs or PHEVs at the start of the 2026 model year, which begins next summer. Presently, California is at 27%, Colorado is at 22%, and Washington's at 20%, which is commendable, but it's obviously still far short of the standards, while other states are not even close. New York's at 12%, New Mexico is at 5%, and Rhode Island is at 9%. If the regulations stand as they are, automakers and car dealers will be forced to limit what they can sell to customers. And it doesn't get any easier. For the 2027 model year, the ZEV mandate rises to 43%, and in 2028, it goes to 51%. It sure looks like BYD is going to pass Nissan, Honda, and Ford in global sales this year. Through the first three quarters of the year, BYD outsold Nissan, was very close to Honda, and is on track to outsell Ford. Last month, BYD sold over 500,000 vehicles globally, and if it keeps that pace up, it will surpass Ford to become the sixth largest automaker in the world. And it could be just a matter of time before BYD surpasses all the others, because it just keeps expanding and expanding. BYD already has six models on sale in Mexico, and it just added a seventh. The Yuan Pro, which is called the Yuan Up in China, is going on sale now. In its home market, the EV is positioned as a more entry-level model and comes with three LFP blade batteries, but it still features a pretty decent-looking interior as well. It doesn't say what battery or batteries the Mexican version will come with, but revealed that it will have up to 380 kilometers or 236 miles of range on the NEDC test cycle, which is a bit outdated compared to EPA and even WLTP. However, that Mexican version keeps that same interior. In China, the model starts at about $13,400, but it's getting the biggest price hike we've seen for a BYD vehicle going to Mexico. The Yuan Pro will start at roughly $28,200.
Developing today's vehicles, issues can happen in an instant. When's the best time to solve a problem? The minute you know you have one. Meet Wireless NeoVi Cloud, your secure, off-the-shelf solution empowering real-time collaboration for quick resolution. With Wireless NeoVi Cloud, your team can prevent issues before they can escalate. driver, communication data, and remote diagnostics to analyze and resolve your problems using OTA, allowing your executives oversight throughout the process. Wireless Neovi Cloud, your vehicle update solution in production and on the road. Intrepid Control Systems, driven by your data.
Now we shift away from BYD, but sticking with Chinese EV sales in other countries, the MG4 was the best-selling electric in Australia last month. Nearly 1,500 units were sold in October, which is still relatively small, but it's also the first time Tesla wasn't the top seller in Australia. The Model Y came in second with roughly 1,000 sales, followed by the Model 3 and a couple of BYD vehicles. But to be fair, MG cut prices by $6,700 in September. Before that, the MG4 was the third best-selling electric in the country. It raised prices back up again in November, but only by another $1,300. So it's still cheaper than before, and it will be interesting to see how that impacts sales. You know, while MG was once an iconic British brand, it's now owned by SAIC, and the MG4 is made in China. Sales of new energy vehicles, or NEVs, are not only red hot in China's new car market, it's also the fastest growing segment in the used market. According to the China Automobile Dealers Association, nearly 790,000 pre-owned NEVs, which includes BEVs, PHEVs, and EREVs, were sold in the first 9 months of the year, which is up 54% compared to last year. The average transaction price for a used NEV in the third quarter was $10,900, compared to $7,600 for a used gas-powered vehicle. Used NEV sales are expected to surpass 1 million units for the first time this year, but that's just a fraction of the 20 million used vehicles that are expected to be sold in China. Hyundai announced pricing for the 2025 IONIQ 5 in the U.S., which features a bigger battery, a longer range, and a standard NACS charging port. The battery for the standard range models was increased from 58 to 63 kilowatt hours, and the battery for long range models is now 84 kilowatt hours, up from 77.4. That helped boost the IONIQ 5's range from 245 to 318 miles, depending on the setup, up from 220 to 303 miles. The rear-wheel drive base model with 168 horsepower and 245 miles of range starts just under $44,000, including destination charges, about $700 more than before. And the top-of-the-line 320 horsepower all-wheel drive model with 269 miles of range is just under $60,000. The IONIQ 5 is now also built at the company's plant in Georgia, which means it's eligible for a $3,750 federal tax credit at purchase when it wasn't available before. Like all EVs, it still qualifies for the full credit when leased. The new IONIQ 5 will arrive at dealerships by the end of the year. While many automakers and suppliers struggled in the third quarter, the German supplier Continental posted better than expected earnings by cutting costs and adjusting prices. Its revenue of 9.8 billion euros was down 4%, but its adjusted EBIT shot up 36% to 873 million, and its net income soared 63% to 486 million euros. Conti's automotive business, which it's preparing to spin off, brought in 4.8 billion in revenue in the third quarter, down nearly 5% compared to a year ago. But the company expects its auto unit to improve in the fourth quarter thanks to new model launches, production increases, and cost reductions. Investors liked what they saw, and Continental shares rose 9.3% in Frankfurt today. However, its stock is still down more than a fifth this year. If you stuck around to the end of Friday's show, you saw we had a teaser for our BYD Shark video that we posted over the weekend. So, if you didn't check it out already, You can learn more about the plug-in hybrid pickup truck right now on our website or YouTube channel. But that brings us to the end of today's show. Thanks for tuning in.
AutoLine Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone, solutions for your journey. Intrepid Control Systems, over-the-air engineering boost your game. And by Tajin Automotive Technologies, the formula for better mobility.
Making a life full of memories, one road trip at a time. That's what really matters. Bridgestone Weatherpeak tires with a 70,000-mile limited warranty.
There's nothing wrong with heavy metal.
Hey, lighten up.
But with world-class composite material, Tajin Automotive Technologies makes vehicles lighter, safer, and more eco-friendly.